back to the Bone Show online at boneshow.com.
We have some big news right now. It's official. Canada's province, Ontario, has implemented a 25% surcharge on electricity imports into the United States, regardless of whatever Donald Trump is doing with tariffs.
It doesn't matter because it's only going to be like Minnesota and like North Dakota. It's going to be like those states up there. Nobody lives there. So it's not going to really matter. The electricity doesn't make it to real cities. It's just it stops at the Michigan and it doesn't go any farther. So we're fine.
This surcharge will impact people in three states, New York.
Yeah, don't live there.
Minnesota and Michigan.
Yeah, that's New York, Minnesota, Michigan. We don't live there.
And have taken effect today.
The good thing is New York doesn't pay that much for electricity now, so they'll be fine.
Previously said that he's suspending tariffs on USMCA goods until April 2nd. Well, Ontario's premier, Doug Ford, is not waiting around for Donald Trump anymore. He's instituting his own penalties regardless of what the Trump administration is doing. And now people in Minnesota, New York, and Michigan will suffer because of it.
We just need to make him the 51st state and be done with it.
We'll pay more in electricity. He has been making these threats for a long time, and now Doug Ford is acting on the threat. So it shouldn't come as a surprise.
His last name is Ford. How can you raise a tariff on Michigan if your last name is Ford? That's just wrong.
Folks, in these three states.
It's too cold up there anyway. You know what? I don't believe it. You know, until it affects me, I don't believe it. So next.
So Donald Trump just said that Rachel Maddow and Nicole Wallace of MSNBC should be forced to resign for their criticism of Donald Trump's speech the other night. Take a listen to what Trump had to say. This is truly disgraceful.
Frankly, what Nicole Wallace said, I've never been a fan of hers, and she's not very talented.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what she said the other day about that young man.
She's not talented.
Is disgraceful. She should be forced to resign.
She should be fired because she has no talent. She should be fired because she has no ratings.
And Rachel Maddow should be forced to resign.
Nobody. Yeah, she has no ratings either.
He watches her anyway. I don't know.
Okay, Rachel Maddow has a 0.3. So she does a little bit better than anybody else on that stupid channel. But still, it's not. It still breaks down to 4 viewers.
It's not possible they pay her.
And it's 4 people that have no idea where the remote is. That's how MSNBC gets ratings, is people lose the remote in the couch and it accidentally goes on the MSNBC and they can't find the remote no more. So it just stays on the MSNBC. That's how they get a 0.3. If it wasn't for a couch, they'd get a .0001 because nobody watches that crap.
As much money as I hear, but certainly she's lost all credibility, both of them.
Yeah, it's not that they're not talented, because they're not. They have no ratings. It's just a waste of channel.
But were they said the other day they should be forced to resign?
Rachel Maddow has a point. Hold on, I'm looking it up here. Yes, Rachel Maddow has a 0.0002. So, yeah, that's one person that couldn't find the remote in their couch. That's the reason why she should be fired. Not that she's got no talent, because she has no talent. The reason is because she has no viewers. Next.
The woman who jumped overboard on Royal Caribbean's Explorer of the Seas, which I reported about yesterday as they were on an 80s cruise.
Okay, so this is, you know, Tammy Downs from Faster Pussycat.
I don't understand any word you just said.
Faster Pussycat.
Yes, I don't know what the Faster Pussycat is.
It's a band from the 80s, Jimmy.
Okay. I don't know what the Faster Pussycat is.
It's a band from the 80s, and Downs, I think. I don't know. Anyway, Tammy Downs was on this 80s cruise. So it was a cruise that cruised around and it had 80s people on it.
Hey, there must have been really old people on that boat. I mean, they probably didn't move very fast.
Yeah, it was a lot of old people on a boat. So Tammy Downs. Yeah, table, whatever. So his girlfriend was on the boat too, and then she fell overboard.
Is allegedly the fiance of frontman Faster Pussycat?
It's not allegedly the fiance. She was the fiance.
It's Tammy Down.
It's Tammy Down.
Her name was Kimberly Birch, and she was just 56 years of age. As of this moment, her body has still not been found, and it is alleged that Ms. Birch leapt to her death after she
figured out that she was getting married to Tammy Down.
Mr. Down had gotten into a very, very heated argument. This absolutely breaks my heart because I have spent a lot of time on this.
She said, who's my boyfriend? Oh, Tammy Down. Oh, I'm jumping.
Now, discussing why it's important to not take a cruise if you and your significant other are not in a good place.
That's the best advice ever.
I have personally shared my own experience of watching my marriage blow up in the middle of the ocean on a cruise many years ago.
And did you get thrown off? Did you die?
Tell you it is.
But did you die?
Maybe the worst place to watch a relationship blow up. I'm not kidding, because there is no way for you to really get away from your partner. I am
so, because you're on a boat.
So incredibly sad.
You can get away from your partner because it's a big boat. It's not like it's a little canoe. It's a big boat with lots of rooms. So go find somebody else to hook up with.
To report this, I truly am.
Okay. So now Tammy is being questioned by the authorities. So he might be in trouble for what happened.
I still don't know who the Tammy Down is.
I am supposed to be going on a date in 90 minutes, and I have not heard from this man for 2 days.
Well, you better hurry up and get ready, because it's going to take you a lot longer than 90 minutes to get ready.
But I don't chase people down. If you're interested, you'll message. And if you're not, you won't. I know a lot of women, if not most women, would just not go.
This is what I don't understand. So you make a date. We're gonna go out Monday night. And I don't know why people go out on a Monday. But anyway, let's go out on a Monday night. We'll go out to eat. Okay, let's say it's Thursday. Do I have to talk to you every freaking day between Thursday and Monday? Can I not talk to you? It just, we'll meet up on Monday. What else I got to say to you?
I think I might go anyway, just because we were going to meet up in a food truck court. And I'm
okay. Well, you better go get ready. You better take a shower.
Okay. So I think I may just get ready and go. Because I need to.
It's going
to
take a long time.
Anyway, so I'm going to go get some food. If he doesn't show up, which may seem likely now that he's not messaging, then I'm just going to unmatch him and move on. And if he does show up, then we'll have a conversation about expectations, because it's weird.
Oh, great. So if he does show up, then you're going to go into a that poor guy. Please don't show up.
I'll talk to someone for days before a date and not confirm. Also, for context, this is after we were talking about my chronic illness, so it is now an hour before we're supposed to meet up and still have not heard from him, so I...
Okay, at least you took a shower.
I have to assume that he's not coming. However, I'm going to take myself out, and if he decides to show up, then we'll have a conversation.
At least you know if you take yourself out that you're going to get lucky.
And side note, we were going to meet at a food truck court, so very casual, so this is the fit.
Change those pants. The pants aren't... I'm not feeling the pants. Take your pants off.
His loss. It is about 15 minutes before we're supposed to meet, and I'm here. Still haven't heard from him.
It's your fault.
Okay, that took a turn. About 5 minutes after that last clip, he messaged me and said he was there. And I was like, really? So we did sit and talk about a lot of different things. I got super distracted and completely forgot that I wanted to sort of have a word with him about the lack of communication. And then we kind of hung out for like 2 hours.
That's what I want to do on a first date. Have a conversation about the lack of communication. That's exactly what I want on a first date.
We had bell buns. We had coffee and tea. We chatted about a lot of different things. Super nice guy. Not really sure that there's any sparks there for me, at least, but he is demisexual. At least that's what it says on his profile.
Yeah, what does that mean?
That means he has sex with demis.
Oh, like Demi Moore. Okay, I'm a demisexual too.
And he keeps talking about...
I think Demi is hot.
But like slow burn and all this kind of stuff. So I was like, well, maybe it'll take a little while.
Yeah, it's the only thing I can think of is demisexual, and you sleep with demis. And, you know that movie Substance? Demi Moore was like naked the whole movie. And I think I'm demisexual too.
He walked into my car and I went to hug him. And I'm pretty sure he was planning on kissing me and I didn't kiss him.
Well, your name's not Demi.
And I just hugged him. But like, if you're demisexual, why are you kissing on a first date?
I don't know what I don't know what that is. Oh my God. You know what? I could actually look up what is demisexual, but I'm not going to. You know why? Because I can go my whole life and not know what stupid sexual terms are from these people that make things up. So I'm just going to go ahead and say it's sexual thoughts about people named Demi. I'm going to stick with that because I'm not going to look it up because I don't care.
Because then that makes me suspicious of you and think that you're lying about being demisexual. He did also say he lives with his parents, although he said it, my parents live with me.
My parents moved back in with me because they moved out and they couldn't make it, so they moved back.
I'm like, is this like a cultural thing because he's Korean? I don't know. Is it just like I'm trying to save money, they're trying to save money, because he did say they're...
But you got to save money to meet Demi Moore.
Retired, and like obviously cost of living in California is crazy. And he does have a job, a good job, though I don't imagine he makes a lot of money because he works in a charity. he did not offer to pay for anything. I just realized that as well, which is fine. I don't mind going Dutch on a first date. I didn't even really realize that until just this moment. So I don't know. I'm taking some time to process whether I want to go out with him again, whether I want to just be friends with him, or whether I'm cool just not seeing him again. I also just realized this was the first date I've been on in like, hang on, I have to think, 8 to 10 years.
Oh, what? 8 to 10 years. You're like 20.
Yeah, I don't think she's older than like 22. So she hasn't been out on a date since she was 12.
8 to 10 years?
Somewhere in that ballpark. And at first it wasn't intentional. It was just like, I'm going to take a little break. And
that's a little bit more than a little break.
It's Diamond David Lee Roth, and this is The Bone Show. Online at boneshow.com.